Begin the current daf, Masech Desmoid Katan Daf Chav Gimel. We begin 6 lines down at the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf regarding the laws of mourning, specifically as we were differentiating between different time periods. As we said, there's the first 3 days, then there's the 7, then there's 30, and then there's the year. So our Gemara continues with that halacha. As we brought, turn up and learn the Braisa. Of all a mourner. So Shabbos Rishayna, the first week, in the Yitzim Pesach, basically doesn't leave the entryway of his house. That's the halacha known as Shiva. Now, Shnia, the second week, Yoytze, he goes out, but Ve'in Yesh B'mkayme, doesn't sit in his regular place. In Shul, Shlish is the third week, Yesh B'mkayme, so he'll sit in his place, but Ve'in Medabe, doesn't speak. Revi is the fourth week, Harei Kekolod, and then he's like everybody else. B'yudayme, he says, no. L'hotzuch Olayme Shabbos Rishayna, we didn't have to tell the first week, L'yotze M'pesach Beise, that he cannot leave the entryway of his house, because most definitely he's not leaving the entry of his house. Shahar Kol Nechnas and L'Beis Al-Nachme, everyone's coming to his house to console him, to comfort him. He's sitting Shiva then. Or rather, everything gets pushed off a week. Shniyah, it's the second week that any Yotzim Pesach Beis. That's when he doesn't leave the entry of his house. Shlish is the third week, is Yotzim Ben Yeshim Mekayimah. He goes out, but he doesn't sit in his own seat. Revi is the fourth week, Yeshim Mekayimah Ben Madaba. He sits in his seat, but he doesn't speak. Chamish is Rekha Kaladim, it's the fifth week. That is like everybody else. Tad Malin Abraisa, Kol Shleshim Yoyim L'Nisuin. Until the Shleshim period is over, until 30 days have passed, after the morning, a man is not permitted to get married to a woman. Now, Mesa Ishtoi, but if it's his wife that passed away, also Lisa Isha Cheres, then he's actually not allowed to marry another woman, Achiyabalov Shaloi Cheder Golem, until actually after 3 Yom Tovim had passed, which is either, like Taisa says, that it should be without joy, that he should not forget the love of his wife, so we make him wait for Shaloi Cheder Golem, or so that when he marries another woman, he shouldn't remember the first wife, so that he shouldn't be thinking about a different woman when he's finally married to another wife, and also he might remind of the love of she might remind him of the love of his wife to provoke him, and we don't want that being involved. You got to leave a little bit more period of time when it's from the passing of a wife. B'yudayim, he says, regular rishon mishen yaser. Well, the first 2 yom tovim that's forbidden, but shlishi mutter. Ready by the third one, it's mutter. Now says the brayso of Minli Bonim, if he doesn't have sons, Mutal Lisalat, and actually he's allowed to get married right away. Mishum Bitl Peribriyevya, because of not fulfilling the first mitzvah Torah of being fruitful and multiplying and having children. So therefore you're allowed to get married right away. Now, moreover, Nichol Ban Kitanim, let's say now that he's widowed, his wife who departed left him over young children. They're also Mutal Lisalat, allowed to get married right away. Because he has to take care of the kids and he needs a new wife to help him out. And actually, Maisa Shemesa Ishla Shal Yosef HaKoyin, there was a story that the wife of Yosef HaKoyin passed away. V'amalach Yosef Beis HaKvaris, he said to her sister in the cemetery, L'chi U'parnasi Yisbenei HaKoyisach, go and support and take care of the sons of your sister. But, although like we said, that allows to get married immediately after the Shiva to go ahead and, or there are some situations like Taisa says, it's even possible that it could have been right away because it's like right before Yom Tov. But Bava became even so leibol el is mamaruba. But he didn't cohabit with her until at a later point in time. Which Gemara says ma'ilas mamaruba. What does it mean? A longer period of time. And Papa says lachash leish miyam again after 30 days to process what had happened. But again, they got married so that she should be his wife to take care of the kids. Tamar learned the brayso kol shleish miyam again continued the period of 30 days is legehutz is a prohibition of wearing freshly pressed clothing, and that's echad kelim chadashim, whether it's new garments vechad kelim yishalim, or whether it's old garments that yitzim etecha machbish, which came out from being pressed, which are like new, those you cannot wear in the first 30 days. Rebbe Yemi, he says no, lo asa el kelim chadashim of that. They only said new garments that are pressed are forbidden. Rebbe Lozber Reb Shimon, he says lo asa el kelim chadashim levan of that. He says no, only new white garments are really considered like a fresh thing, and that's forbidden in the first 30 days. And the Gemara tells that Abaye Nofek Begarda Desarbala, he went out with what's called a teaseled coat, which is a white garment that it's old, albeit pressed, and he went out with that because, as the Gemara says, it's Kerebi. Rebbe says it's only problem if it's white. It's only problem white if it's new. And this is, even though it's white, it's old. So even though it's pressed, it's not a problem. And Rafa Nafik Bechimutzta, when he was a mourner, he went out with a cloak of Remisa, which comes from Rome, that Sumakta, which is red, although Chadati was new, which is Kribbalez Reb Shimon, that he says the only prohibition was if it's white, and here it's red, and therefore a held wasn't a problem to go out with it within the shleishim period. And we go back to Halacha of the Mishnah that said, Nisha Amru. Because they said, which we were differentiating between what happens if during a mourning period it comes to Yom Tov or Shabbos, so they said Shabbos Oila, Shabbos counts in the counting of the Shiva, it will count during as one of the days of the 7 days, and related, which is always inversely related, in Mafsekis, it doesn't stop the Shiva period, it doesn't just cut it off. It continues, and it's actually counted as one of the 7 days. Now, the Gemara brings B'nai Yehuda or B'nai Galila. There's a machlok between those who lived in Judea and those who lived in the Galilee. Hani Amri, these say, it doesn't say who says what, it's Ketin Tamid Beis, Yesh Shavelis B'Shabbos, that there are laws of mourning on Shabbos, which Tosafot explains regarding Devar Mishab Betzinah, what's called things in private, a person has to conduct themselves with mourning. Hani Amri in the other camp said, no, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, no laws of mourning on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains. Mando Yesh Shavelis B'Shabbos, the one that says that this mourning on Shabbos is because the Ketanah, we learn in our Mishnah, that says, Ayla. We said that Shabbos counts as one of the 7 days. Obviously, this laws of mourning, it's part of the Shiva on Shabbos. Manda me'in avilas b'Shabbos. One says there's no laws of mourning of Shabbos because the Ketani, the other half of the halacha says einam afsekes, that it doesn't stop the Shiva period. Now, Isa gadadich, if you think to say that yesh avilas b'Shabbos, like you want to say that there would be mourning on Shabbos, so wait a second. Hashta avilas naga. If of course, if there's laws of mourning, if sukkah mipoye, do I need to tell you? In other words, would I need to tell you that it doesn't interrupt? Of course, it doesn't interrupt. Of course, it's not because there's laws of mourning. From the fact that I have to tell you that it's not mafsekes, is obviously because you would have thought it is. Oh, why would you think? Oh, because there's no laws of mourning on Shabbos. But then the Gemara says, okay, but how do they read the other half of the halacha that says that it counts towards the Shiva? If there's no laws of mourning, how's it counting? Says the Gemara, the truth is you're right. It's not really, it's Aid the Kabbalah Lemisna Sefer. It's only because we wanted to say the next halacha in the Mishnah, that when it comes to the Golem, when it comes to Yom Tovim, then it is mafsek and it does not count. For example, like Shavuos, even though it's 1 day, we want to tell you that einam oilam, that it does not count towards that of the Shiva. So Tanei Reisha, so we also say by Shabbos, it's oila. But again, not because it is mourning by Shabbos at all, it's only because we said the halacha by the Sefer. So once we're saying, regarding the other half of the halacha, that if we are mafsik or not mafsik, that was necessary to say. So we also said, oilam and ein oilam, but you're right, it was not necessary because the truth is, this halacha of being oila, it's not really that it's part of the Shiva process, and it's not, we really wouldn't say oilu, only saying because we're saying ain't oilu by the Sefer. Because we wanted to say the other half of the halacha by Shabbos, which is mafsik, imafsik, which that was necessary. So therefore we said it, so tana reisha oilu, so therefore we learned in the reisham also the word oilu. Now the Gemara asks the other manda amba, the manda miyesha veilas by Shabbos, according to one that says that there is mourning at Shabbos, but haktani ain't mafsekis, but the Mishnah says that, oh, you don't stop for Shabbos. Why do you have to say that? Of course you're not stopping. If there's laws of mourning at Shabbos itself, which was the posit of the other mandama. Says the Gemara here also, same idea, same svar. Mishum the Gebayla, Mishna Sefer Mavsikim, since the Bai Regalim, Yom Tov, we have to tell you that it does stop. So, Tana Reisha in Mavsikim, so we said, but Shabbos, that's not Mavsikim, you're right, it's not really necessary, because of course we knew that you wouldn't stop, because there's a laws of mourning on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, let me cut that now. Let's say this Machlekes of the Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Galil, is the following machlokes tanoim. The Braisa says, Misha Mesa Mutalafanav. Someone has a dead relative of his that's laying in front of him. Someone passed away. So, Ochel Bais Acher, it's not appropriate. You don't eat over there. You eat in another house. Inle Bais Acher, if he doesn't have another house, Ochel Bais Chaver, so he eats by his friend's house. Inle Bais Chaver, doesn't have a friend's house. Ochel Mechitza Sar Tvachim, you make a partition 10 hand breadths high, separating between the dead and the eating. Let's say Inu Davalas Machiz, let's say he has nothing to make a partition out of. So Machiz upon the Ba'ichel, so he turns his face away and he turns the other way and he eats. Moreover, Ve'inu Mesa Ba'ichel doesn't recline when he's eating, which is we don't want it to be a type of an elaborate type of a eating. So to Ve'inu Eichel Basr, he doesn't eat meat. Ve'inu Shesi Yain, doesn't drink wine. And as an Einin, who just lost a relative, Ve'inu Mevarach, does not make a blessing on the food. Ve'inu Zaman, he does not make Berchaz Amazin. Ve'inu Mevarach on the love, neither do others make a bracha for him. Ve'im ezam nalav, they don't make a birchas amazon on him either. Upatim et krishma, he's exempt from saying krishma, I'm not filling from davening, I'm not filling from wearing filling, makom et amazon b'tayr, from omitz and tayr, the oinen is patr. Now, Ube Shabbos, on the other hand, meisa v'oichel, he reclines and he eats, v'echel basa, he eats meat, v'shoi se yayin, he drinks wine, mevarach, he makes the blessings before, mezaman, he makes birchas amazon, umevarach, mezam nalav, and others can make the brachas and make the birchas amazon for him. The Chayv B'Kriya Shema, he has to say the Kriya Shema, B'Tvila and Davening, B'Tvila and Tvila, B'Kometz Amuz B'Torah, All the mitzvahs are in the Torah. That's the Tanna Kama. His words are, so once you're obligating on Shabbos and all these things, on Krishma and Tefillah and all, and so all these things, so then Nischayv Bekulon. So then he's obligating everything on Shabbos. Now, if Amr Yechon says, well, what's the difference? Aren't they all saying that Shabbos you have to do all these things? So he says, Tashma Shamitik Benayah. The difference between them is regarding marital intimacy. The one that says that he's obligated in all of them, he holds, yeah, everything a person does on Friday night with marital intimacy, the morning is going to do too. Tanakam, on the other hand, didn't say everything. He was saying a bunch of list of things. And he didn't mention, he would hold that you're forbidden in marital intimacy on Shabbos. Oh, my love, Baka Melfike. Isn't this what they're disagreeing about? The Mar, the one that says, you're not allowed to have marital intimacy, the Tanakama Saba he holds, Yeshavil's B'Shabbos. As we said, regarding Dvarim Shabbatzinah, regarding discrete things, things in private, there are laws of mourning on Shabbos. Whereas the Mar, but the one that says it's permitted, Saba he holds like Shmuel, that holds, Ein Avilas B'Shabbos. No, there's no laws of mourning on Shabbos at all. Says Gemara, no, Mimai. Where do you get this from? Dilma Adkan Lakama Tanakama Saba. I could show you each one of them would not necessarily hold like this Manda Amar of saying that there is mourning or there's no mourning. Because where do we find the Tanna Kamma over there that's saying that there is mourning on Shabbos, meaning there's no marital intimacy? El Mashum de Mesa Mutalafanov. What was the case over there talking about? Where the person would died and wasn't even buried yet. And there you have, okay, so this person that has a really deep level of sorrow over here, the dead person said, that's when there's mourning. Abul Hachab, in the case we're discussing, where the person is a mourner, they ain't Mesa Mutalafanov, but the dead is not there, has been buried already, then like, who said Tanna Kamma? Hold this morning, maybe one would actually even have marital intimacy on Shabbos as a mourner. And you could say the other way too. Until there, we don't find him saying that, yeah, it's permitted in Tashma Shamita on Shabbos, is because Akati Luchal Avelis. You could say the logic the other way around. The person wasn't buried yet, so although he's an Oinen, he does not have the halachas as an Avel, as a mourner, until the burial actually happened. So then we're more lenient and we have marital intimacy. But over here, the Chalavetz Aleho, where the mourning already took effect, Hachanami, maybe there would be laws of mourning on Shabbos, and therefore there's no proof either way. You could say either time it could be like the other opinion, and we don't find that this is necessarily the same as a Machlikis Tanoim. Now, related, the Gemara continues the Tabach of Dalman Alv and says, he asked him this question, Yeshavels B'Shabbos or Einavels B'Shabbos, is there mourning on Shabbos or there's not? Amalei said to him, as I quoted before, that as a Shmuel holds, Ein Avelas B'Shabbos, there's no laws of mourning on Shabbos, which would seem to indicate that totally there's no, even regarding Dvarim Shabbatzinah, that a person would be permitted marital intimacy on Shabbos.